Let's go back 5 years. It's June 2010, and Dwayne Wade is a free agent. People are speculating that Wade might leave Miami.
Hold on 1 second.
The Miami-Dade County Commission takes drastic action.
Mr. Attorney, 14A1.
Item 14A1 on the agenda. Miami-Dade County does hereby declare that Miami-Dade County be known as Miami-Wade County from July 1st to the 7th, 2010. The last time it looked like Dwayne Wade might leave Miami, the county literally changed its name for him, and commissioners were tripping over each other to be a part of the resolution.
Anybody don't want to be added as a co-sponsor?
For Wade County.
For Wade County.
Back in 2010, Joe Martinez was chairman of the Miami-Dade County Commission. He's the one who proposed the Wade County resolution.
They loved it. As a matter of fact, they had t-shirts done, there was cardboards done with Miami-Wade County.
And Wade delivered.
Look out, Ottemeyer on the pick and roll, blocked by Wade! This is good if it goes. Yes! Oh! Yes! He did it again!
5 years later, Wade is 5 years older.
He's old for sports.
But Martinez says Wade means as much to Miami today as he did 5 years ago. According to Martinez, Wade has solidified his status as a role model for all Miami athletes by taking pay cuts and remaining loyal to his city.
Loyalty in that business is same as politics, is a word people throw around, but it doesn't really exist.
Gil Pagovich with the sports marketing firm Max Sports in New York agrees. Loyalty is rare in professional sports.
So when you have an aging superstar, you say to yourself, wow, this guy's done a lot for this community. He should stay here and continue these efforts.
His Wade's World Foundation supports disadvantaged youth in South Florida. Wade once bought a family a new house after they lost theirs in a fire, and he's been known to visit sick children in local hospitals. But Pagovich also stresses Wade's importance as an example for his younger teammates.
Certainly, you know, guys like Dwayne Wade, who are wily veterans, who have been around the block, who are leaders, who have won championships, you can't have enough of those guys around because you need to be able to teach the young guys the way to achieve and the way to get to the championship mountain, and certainly not many guys can do it like Dwayne.
Championships are certainly important to fans, but they're not the only reason Wade's fans are happy the Heat signed him for another year.
This is the Dwayne Wade jersey from his rookie season. As you can see, some of the numbers are scraping off because it's getting up there in years now.
Tracy Toll Humphrey has been a diehard Heat fan since she went to the team's first home game in 1988. Dwayne Wade is her favorite player, largely because he cares about Miami.
Unfortunately, in sports, there's not many people that like live year-round in Miami, play for the team, so it's exciting to have Dwayne Wade that does do all that.
As Toll Humphrey shows me her vast array of Heat memorabilia, she points out one of her favorites.
I also have a shirt from Wade County when they produced the shirts.
I didn't get any.
A shirt Joe Martinez, who proposed the resolution, does not have.
I don't have any. I don't have one. It was my idea, and I don't have one t-shirt or one sign.
Martinez may not have a shirt, but his efforts were not in vain. 5 years later, the Heat can count on Dwayne Wade for at least one more year, and Wade can count on another $20 million. I'm Mark Stein, in Miami.